Testimony of Maulvi Muhammad Hussain of Batala. How greatly esteemed Hazrat Mirza Sahib was by those who knew him, and he was well known in the circles in which he moved, may be gauged from the writing of a Muslim leader and scholar who later became one of his worst enemies, who in fact led the hostility which was to grow later against Mirza Sahib and his claim, the first to issue the fatwa of kufr against Mirza Sahib. This Muslim leader was no ordinary person. He was Maulvi Muhammad Hussain of Batala, the acknowledged chief of the Ahle Hadith sect. He wrote a review of Brahine Ahmadiyya, the first big book of Hazrat Mirza Sahib. Writing in his journal, Ishaat al-Sunnah, he testified to the character and purity of life of Hazrat Mirza Sahib in the following words. مؤلف براہین احمدیہ کے حالات و خیالات سے جس قدر ہم واقف ہیں ہمارے معاصرین سے ایسے واقف کم نکلیں گے مؤلف صاحب ہمارے ہم وطن ہیں بلکہ اوائل عمر کے جب ہم قطبی و شرح ملہ پڑھتے تھے ہمارے ہم مکتب اس زمانے سے آج تک ہم میں ان میں خط و کتابت و ملاقات و مراسلت برابر جاری ہے اس لیے ہمارا یہ کہنا کہ ہم ان کے حالات سے بہت واقف ہیں مبالغہ قرار نہ دیے جانے کے لائق ہے. The author of Brahine Ahmadiyya is well known to us. In fact, few know more about his thoughts, aspirations and circumstances etc. than we do. He belongs to our district and when young attended the same courses and the same instruction as we did. We read Qutbi and Sharah Mullah together. Since those days, we have corresponded, communicated, and conferred regularly. Nobody, therefore, should think it an exaggeration if we say that we know the author and his circumstances rather well. So far, the reviewer affirms that his testimony is not based on hearsay, but on long, intimate personal association with the author. But look at the testimony itself. This book, in our opinion, referring to Brahine Ahmadiyya, is without parallel in our time. And in view of the circumstances and needs of our time, there has not been another one like it in the entire history of Islam. About the future, no one can say. Only Allah will reveal the truth after this. As for the author, we can say there have been few Muslims, if any, who have been so constant in their service of Islam. Service by purse and pen, by personal character, and by speech and silence. If we are accused of exaggeration common in Asia, we should be told at least of one book written in our time which answers the objections of the enemies of Islam, such as the Arya sect and the Brahmo Samaj, with the same energy and earnestness. We should also be told of two or more friends of Islam who have resolved to serve Islam in the same way, with purse and pen and with speech and silence, whose lives are similarly devoted, who are able manfully to challenge the enemies of Islam and the deniers of revelation to come and witness these experiences and have their doubts removed, and who have made non-Muslims taste the truth of Islam.